Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking into your research on FHA loans in Kings County.
Okay.
So you're thinking about buying a home in this crazy market, and you want to know if an FHA loan is the right way to go.
Yeah.
Well, you came to the right place. We've got some great information here to help you navigate this whole world and see if it's a perfect fit for your Brooklyn dreams.
It's a really good question to be asking, especially in a market as hot as Kings County is right now.
Right.
What I think is so fascinating is how the area's unique appeal is really directly tied to the potential benefits of an FHA loan.
Yeah, so let's dive into that a little bit.
Okay.
The research that you sent me really paints a picture of this just booming housing market in Kings County. It's not just about the brownstones, although those are iconic.
Of course.
It's the vibe of the parks, the proximity to Manhattan. But that popularity definitely comes with a price tag.
It does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kings County has seen this incredible surge in demand,
Yeah.
and it's fueled by a strong economy and a diverse range of properties.
You know, it's attracting everyone from young professionals to families that are looking for a bit more space.
Right.
And that means that the competition is fierce.
Yeah. The research mentions that average sale prices have skyrocketed just in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So is that why FHA loans are such a hot topic in Kings County?
It's part of it.
Okay.
I mean,
Do they offer a way to kind of get a leg up in this competitive market?
they can. They definitely can.
Okay.
FHA loans are backed by the Federal Housing Administration,
Right.
and they're designed to make homeownership more accessible,
Okay.
especially in pricey markets like this. Lenders are much more willing to offer favorable terms with FHA loans because there's less risk for them.
Okay, so break it down for me. What does backed by the FHA actually mean?
Okay.
Does that mean government's like co-signing my loan?
You can think about it that way.
Okay.
Essentially, if a borrower with an FHA loan defaults, the FHA is going to step in to compensate the lender.
Oh. So this added security allows lenders to offer lower down payments,
Okay.
be a little bit more flexible with credit scores, and accept higher debt-to-income ratios.
Wow. So lower down payments, easier qualifications.
Yeah.
It sounds like a pretty good deal,
It can be.
especially in a market where saving for a huge down payment can take forever.
Absolutely. And there's another key feature of FHA loans,
Okay.
mortgage insurance.
Okay.
There's two types: an upfront mortgage insurance premium that's paid at closing,
Okay.
and then an annual premium.
What does this mortgage insurance actually do?
Okay.
Is it like a safety net for the lender?
It is, yeah. It protects the lender from losses if the borrower defaults on the loan.
Okay.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
This mortgage insurance can also make FHA loans more accessible for borrowers that might not qualify for conventional loans.
Gotcha.
It allows the lenders to take on a little bit more
All
risk,
right.
knowing they have this extra layer of protection.
So FHA loans sound great on paper, but how do they actually play out in Kings County?
Okay.
Are there any specific quirks or challenges that people should be aware of?
Well, one thing that comes up in the research is the importance of understanding loan limits.
Okay.
These limits, they vary by county
Okay.
and even neighborhood within Kings County. So
Wow.
it's really crucial to work with a lender who knows the ins and outs of those limits
Right.
to make sure your dream home fits within those parameters.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Speaking of working with a lender, let's talk about that whole application process.
Okay.
The research mentions a bunch of different steps. Can we walk through those?
Sure, absolutely. So it all starts with understanding the basic FHA loan requirements.
Okay.
These include having a credit score of at least 5 Hendy to qualify for that low 3.5% down payment,
Okay.
a debt-to-income ratio that's below 43%, and a steady employment history.
So not impossible.
No.
Definitely something to be mindful of.
Yeah.
So what happens next?
So next, you're going to want to find an FHA-approved lender.
Okay.
Only these lenders can offer FHA loans.
Gotcha.
And it's really important to find one with a solid track record in Kings County.
Okay.
They'll guide you through the process
Right.
and make sure you're getting the best deal possible.
Any tips for finding the right lender? Is it all about interest rates, or are there other things to consider?
Interest rates are definitely important,
Right.
but you also want to look for a lender who really understands the nuances of the Kings County market.
Okay.
They should have experience dealing with things like property appraisals, which can be tricky
Yeah.
in a place with such a wide range of property types and values.
Speaking of property types, the research mentions a specific FHA loan for renovations.
Yes.
The 203K.
Yes, the 203K.
Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. With Kings County's abundance of older homes, this loan type is particularly relevant.
Okay.
The 203K allows you to bundle your renovation costs into your mortgage.
Wow.
So if you're eyeing a fixer-upper, it's a fantastic option.
So if I fall in love with a brownstone that needs a new kitchen and a bathroom makeover,
yeah,
I can roll those costs right into my FHA loan.
Exactly. It streamlines the entire process.
Wow.
It makes it easier to manage those renovation expenses.
Right.
And ensures you have the funds to create your dream home.
That sounds like a game changer.
It can be.
Imagine turning one of those classic Brooklyn brownstones into your dream home.
Exactly.
All with the help of an FHA loan.
Uh-huh.
But before we get swept away in a whirlwind of renovation dreams,
okay,
what's the next step in the application process?
All right, so next up is gathering all of your financial documents.
Okay.
Pay stubs, bank statements, tax returns.
Okay.
You'll need to provide a complete picture of your financial situation to your lender.
Okay, so the paperwork begins.
It does.
I imagine this is where things can start to feel a little overwhelming.
It can be.
For some folks.
But a good lender will walk you through every step
okay.
and make sure you have all the necessary documentation. And then once you have all your ducks in a row, it's time for pre-approval.
Okay, so what's the benefit of getting pre-approved?
Okay.
Is it just to make sure I'm not shopping for homes I can't afford?
It's more than that.
Okay.
Pre-approval shows sellers that you're a serious buyer.
Okay.
And that you're financially qualified to actually make the purchase.
Oh.
It can give you a real advantage in a competitive market like Kings County.
Right. In a market where bidding wars are common.
Absolutely.
Pre-approval can be a powerful tool.
Yeah.
So let's say we're pre-approved.
Okay.
We found a property that fits within those FHA loan limits.
Mm-hmm.
And it either meets FHA standards or we're going the 203K route.
Okay.
What happens next?
Well, then comes the appraisal.
Okay.
The property needs to be appraised to make sure that its value aligns with the loan amount.
Right.
This protects both you and the lender.
Okay.
And once the appraisal is complete, you can officially apply for your Kings County FHA loan.
Wow. That was quite a journey just to get to the application stage.
It is a process.
But I can already see how FHA loans can be a game changer for those looking to buy a home in Kings County. It's all about making that dream a little bit more attainable.
Yeah.
I think that's a great place to stop for now.
Okay.
We'll be back to explore even more nuances of these loans after a short break.
Sounds good.
We're back and ready to dig even deeper into this whole world of FHA loans in Kings County.
All right.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But the research you gave me goes beyond just the basics.
It does, yeah. And what I think is especially interesting is how FHA loans intersect with the specific characteristics of the Kings County housing market. So, you know, it's not just about the financial aspects. It's about understanding how these loans can actually help you achieve your homeownership goals in this very unique borough.
Right, because buying a home in Brooklyn isn't just about square footage and mortgage rates.
No.
It's about finding a place that fits your lifestyle,
yeah.
your dreams,
yeah, cool.
your vision for the future. So let's unpack some of those Kings County specific details
okay.
that might influence your FHA loan journey.
All right.
For starters, let's talk about property eligibility.
Okay.
FHA loans in Kings County can be used for single family homes, townhouses, approved condos.
Mm-hmm.
But they can also be used for multifamily units.
Right.
Which is something we haven't really touched on yet.
That's true.
Multifamily units.
Okay.
Now that's intriguing.
Yeah.
Are we talking about those classic Brooklyn brownstones that have been divided into apartments?
We are, yeah. And this opens up some really interesting possibilities.
Okay.
You could purchase a multifamily property with an FHA loan,
mm-hmm.
and you can live in one unit while renting out the others.
Oh, wow.
So this can actually help offset your mortgage costs.
Okay.
And even potentially generate some income.
That's a pretty smart strategy, especially in a market like this where affordability is a big concern.
It is.
But the research also mentions that there are some rules about using FHA loans for these multifamily properties.
Uh-huh. Yes. That's a really important point.
Okay.
So with an FHA loan, you're required to live in one of the units as your primary residence.
Okay.
For at least a year.
Gotcha.
So you can't just buy a four-unit building and become a full-time landlord right away.
Right.
The FHA really wants to ensure that these loans are primarily used to promote home ownership.
Okay.
Not just real estate investment.
Got it. Mm. So it's a great option for those who want to ease into home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
While potentially generating some rental income.
Right.
But it's not like a shortcut to becoming a real estate mogul.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, another Kings County specific element we should talk about is the 203K renovation loan.
Okay.
We touched on it briefly earlier, right, but it deserves a closer look.
Definitely, Kings County is full of these charming older homes.
Yes.
With loads of potential.
Yeah.
And the 203K loan seems like the perfect tool to unlock that potential.
It can be, yeah. The 203K allows you to actually include the cost of those renovations into your mortgage. This is a huge advantage in a borough where so many homes require some level of updating or modernization.
So if I fall in love with a brownstone that needs a new kitchen and a bathroom makeover, I can roll those costs right into my FHA loan.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It streamlines the entire process.
Wow.
Making it much easier to manage those renovation expenses.
Right.
And ensuring that you have the funds to create the home that you want.
That makes sense.
The 203K loan also comes with specific guidelines and inspections to make sure that the renovations meet FHA standards.
Okay.
And that they're actually going to contribute to the overall value of the property.
So it's great to know the FHA has these systems in place.
Yes.
To protect both the borrower and the lender.
Absolutely.
When it comes to these renovations.
For sure.
What else is there to know about FHA loans in Kings County?
Well, let's talk about refinancing.
Okay.
If you already have a mortgage in Kings County, but you're dealing with those high interest rates, an FHA streamline refinance might be a good option.
Streamline refinance. That sounds promising.
Yeah.
Is it less complicated than a regular refinance?
It is. It's designed specifically for existing FHA loan holders.
Okay.
And it involves less paperwork.
Okay.
And lower closing costs.
Wow.
It's a way to potentially lower your monthly payments and save money over the life of your loan.
I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah.
FHA loans seem to offer a lot of flexibility and accessibility.
They do.
Especially for those who might not qualify for a conventional loan.
That's right. And that brings us to another important aspect of FHA loans.
Okay.
The lack of income limits.
Oh, wow.
Unlike some other loan programs, FHA loan eligibility isn't based on your income.
Okay.
It's determined by your debt-to-income ratio.
Right.
And your ability to make those monthly payments.
So regardless of my income level, I could still qualify for an FHA loan in Kings County.
As long as your debt-to-income ratio is within those guidelines.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. This makes FHA loans accessible to a much wider range of borrowers in Kings County.
Right.
Which is known for its very diverse economic landscape.
This is really valuable information for our listeners.
Absolutely.
It means that FHA loans are a viable option for folks at various income levels, making homeownership in Kings County a bit more attainable.
A little bit more attainable.
And there's one more thing that might surprise you.
Okay.
You can still qualify for an FHA loan, even with a bankruptcy in your past.
That's right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's incredibly generous.
It is.
I'm guessing there are some conditions.
Of course. Yeah. You'll need to demonstrate good credit management since the bankruptcy.
Okay.
And there are waiting periods depending on the type of bankruptcy.
Right.
But the fact that the FHA is willing to work with borrowers who have faced these financial challenges is really a testament to their commitment to expanding those home ownership opportunities.
It gives people a second chance.
It does.
And allows them to kind of rebuild their financial lives.
Exactly. The FHA recognizes that financial setbacks happen, and they've created a system that takes those setbacks into account while still promoting responsible lending practices.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Property types, renovation loans, refinancing, income limits, even bankruptcy.
I get it.
It's clear that FHA loans offer a unique set of advantages in the Kings County housing market.
They do.
But are there any downsides or potential drawbacks?
That's a great question.
That our listeners should be aware of.
And it's something we'll delve into after a quick break.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so we're back, and I have to say, diving into these details of FHA loans in Kings County has been really eye-opening.
Yeah.
It's clear that these loans have a lot to offer, but I'm also curious about any potential drawbacks that our listeners should be aware of.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
While FHA loans can be incredibly beneficial, it's important to weigh the pros and cons. One thing to consider is the mortgage insurance premiums that we talked about.
Right, the UFMIP and the annual premium.
Exactly.
Those can add up over time, can't they?
They can. And unlike private mortgage insurance, PMI,
right,
which can often be canceled once you reach a certain amount of equity in your home, FHA mortgage insurance typically stays with you for the life of the loan.
Oh, wow.
Unless you put down a down payment of 10% or more.
Okay.
So that's an added cost to factor into your budget.
So while that mortgage insurance can help you get into a home with a lower down payment,
yeah,
it's important to understand the long-term financial implications.
Absolutely. Another thing to consider is that FHA loans have stricter property standards than conventional loans.
Okay.
The property needs to meet certain conditions regarding safety, habitability, and value.
That makes sense.
No.
The FHA wants to make sure they're backing loans for properties that are good investments.
Exactly.
But could this be a challenge in Kings County?
Potentially.
Especially with all those older homes.
Yeah, you might run into issues with things like lead paint or outdated electrical systems that need to be addressed before the loan can be approved.
Right.
These repairs could add some unexpected costs to your budget.
Right.
So it's really important to have a thorough inspection done before closing the deal.
So it sounds like working with a knowledgeable realtor and a reputable home inspector.
Absolutely.
Who understand these FHA requirements is key.
It's super important.
Absolutely. And speaking of reputable partners, the research that you gave me mentioned this company, Jet Direct Mortgage.
Yes.
A bunch of times.
Several times.
They seem to specialize in FHA loans.
They do.
And they're based right here in Kings County.
Yes, they are.
They just kept popping up in all the articles and reports you sent.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they could be a valuable resource for our listeners.
They could be. Finding a lender who really understands the Kings County market.
Right.
Someone who knows all the ins and outs of FHA loan requirements and can guide you through the process with expertise and care is invaluable.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into FHA loans in Kings County, can you summarize the key takeaways for our listener?
I can do that. So if you're considering buying a home in this really dynamic market, FHA loans offer a fantastic pathway to homeownership.
Right.
They can help you overcome those hurdles of high down payments and competitive bidding wars.
Mm.
Those flexible credit requirements and lack of income limits make them accessible to a wider range of borrowers.
Right.
And programs like the 203K renovation loan can help you transform your dream home into a reality.
It's amazing, but it's also crucial to understand the full picture, including those mortgage insurance costs and property standards that come with FHA loans.
Absolutely.
Working with experienced professionals like a trusted real estate agent and a lender who specializes in FHA loans can make all the difference in navigating the process smoothly.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts before we let our listeners go and start their house hunt?
Just one. And as you move forward in this home buying journey, just remember this: owning a home in Kings County, it's more than just a financial transaction. Yeah. It's about becoming a part of a vibrant community.
Yeah.
It's about experiencing the energy and diversity of this incredible borough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about creating a space that truly reflects your own unique style and aspiration.
Absolutely. It's about planting roots in a place that has a story to tell, a place where history and innovation collide, a place that feels like home.
Yeah.
Good luck on your house hunt, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
We hope this deep dive has empowered you to make informed decisions and take that next step with confidence.